Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... Broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Michael Cohen is a liar. We all know he's a liar, but here's the thing. He didn't believe the Stormy Daniels allegations. That's right. He didn't believe them. And we have the audio to prove it. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. A busy day. The debates are set. Debate night in America. Coming up with Trump and Biden. An assassination attempt against a world leader today. Why was that? What was he saying that got people upset? We'll talk about that. And I don't know if you're paying attention or not, but in New Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez is on trial. And they actually now have a jury seated. After first asking the question to jurors, would you be biased because people from New Jersey are all criminals? That is actually a thing they asked him. They actually asked that, and Jon Stewart even made fun of it on The Daily Show. One of the questions they asked in voir dire, or whatever they call it, when they interview jurors, it's a word I can never say, they asked him is, you know, are you prejudiced against people from New Jersey because of all the corruption? And, you know, New Jersey's had quite a bit of corruption, no question about it, over the years. And also, Aaron Rodgers sits down with Tucker Carlson and had a lot to say. In fact, let's begin there, shall we, with some of Aaron Rodgers' comments. First of all, he was asked a question about would he ever be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate. Now, I think it's significant because Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as you know, is a real threat to Joe Biden. He's not a threat to Donald Trump. Despite all the accusations, people say, oh, yeah, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to hurt Trump. He does not. His running mate is a kook. And everybody who looks at his running mate knows he's a kook. Plus, Trump has been exposing the fact that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is radical on abortion, as radical as you get on the environment, all these things. So, no, there's no way he hurts Donald Trump. No way at all. But he was asked a question by Tucker Carlson about would you ever want to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate? And this is what he said. Take a listen.
You know, and I love this country and I want to see it thrive. And I think there's a lot of people that don't give about it. And if you look at some of the policies, how does it make any sense to have, you know, open borders, to have non-secure elections, to have, you know, the lobbying that we have in Washington, where, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, the big ag, the big everything controls the policy of the policymakers. You have people in Congress and in the Senate who, go right from, their duties to these huge, huge profitable jobs or speaking engagements, and pick a swath of the economy, whether it's banking or ag or military defense or whatever it is, and everybody's in everybody's pocket, and then you create these bills that have 40 different things in it, and we're spending billions of dollars to Ukraine and billions of dollars to Israel and billions of dollars to these college campuses. There's just a lot of issues right now that seem really un-American, and I think there's a lot of red-blooded Americans. People are like, how can Trump have such support? Well, people are fed up with it, and he speaks the rhetoric of like taking back, making America great again and stuff. My thing is, he had 4 years to do it and didn't drain the swamp, and whether he just got scared because of what he learned when he was in there, I think it's very plausible. But that's why I was interested when Bobby came to me and said, would you think about being my running mate? And I said, are you serious? Football player. But I love this country, and I'd love to be a part of bringing it back to what she used to be. There's a great
Did you think about it?
Oh yeah, I thought about it. I definitely thought about it, because I love Bobby, and I just wanted to hear what he had to say about it.
First of all, this idea of smashing the deep state and Trump not doing it in his first term, he's learned a lot, I think. I really do. I think he's learned a lot about just how powerful the deep state really is. I think we all learned. I don't think any of us realized it. There was a joke. I remember this. Remember the movie Independence Day? Bill Pullman plays the president. Of course, he gives that great speech at the end where he gives a great speech about Independence Day will now be known as a world holiday. And it's a fantastic presidential speech, one of the absolute best. Bill Pullman was a great actor, no doubt. And there's a scene in the movie where they show him, I guess, about the aliens or Area 51 or something. He says, why was I not told about this? And they said, plausible deniability, Mr. President. Plausible deniability. I always think about that joke because I think that the president of the United States is not nearly as powerful as we think the president is. And the reason for that is because if they did take out Kennedy, and I'm not saying they did, I'm not saying definitively, because unlike Gerald Posner, I won't reach a conclusion until I've seen all the evidence. So as long as the CIA hides things from me, I can't definitively say. I can't make a conclusion unless I get all the facts. That's how I operate in life. I'm a logical man. You give me all the facts, and then I'll make a decision. But if you hide things from me, then I have reason to believe you're keeping things from me for a reason. I have reason to believe that. So then, in which case, then I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. That's the cynicism in me. That's the street smarts in me. If there's something you're really hiding, then I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to think that maybe there's a reason why you don't want me to know those things. The other thing is that there's a lot of people that think that they took out Richard Nixon, too. That Watergate was their way of also taking out Nixon. That's something Tucker Carlson's talked about as well over the past. I think the idea that the president of the United States of America is powerful is a bit of an illusion in some respects. I mean, there's certain things the president is powerful in that it's without dispute. For example, only the president of the United States of America can launch nuclear weapons. Only the president. And he doesn't need anyone to sign off on it. He doesn't need anyone to say, okay, I concur. He doesn't need the vice president's approval. He doesn't need the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's it. It's solely the president's decision. That's a lot of power, the ability to launch nuclear weapons. Now, obviously, there's always a question of would they listen to him. But that is the president's power and the president's sole discretion to order nuclear missiles to be launched. Okay. But beyond that, really, what power does the president have, if you think about it? President has the power of the bully pulpit. He can go out there and he can advocate for things. This is why I don't think January 6th is a crime. President was telling people, you go to Congress and you tell them to reject these election results. Now, remember, at the time that he did that, right, at the time that he did that, there was a law called the Electoral Count Act. It's from 1870-something or other. Anyway, the Electoral Count Act gave Congress the ability to reject the electoral count. So that's what he said. He said, go tell Congress, these results, this is stolen, and we don't want to hear it, and make your voices heard, and march down the Capitol peacefully. Presidents have the right to use the bully pulpit to advocate for whatever they want. And this notion that that was him advocating in his private capacity because it had to do with the election, and Trump's response to that is, well, actually, as the chief law enforcement officer in the land, as the guy who takes care that the laws be faithfully executed, I was looking out for the fact that the law was being broken. And I was telling people, go down there, make your voices heard, tell Congress to reject these election results, because I had to make sure that the law was being properly enforced. Now, that dispute will be something that the court argues about. I think it's way too complicated to say he was acting in his personal capacity there, because what if a president is advocating in his personal capacity by arguing that, say, for example, you should ban so-called assault weapons, whatever that term means, because he knows it's going to give him a 10-point polling bump if he says those things. Well, then is he acting as president? By advocating that, by telling people to go to Congress, march to Congress and demand that, or march to Congress and do this, march to Congress and make your voices heard and do that? Of course not. That's the power of the presidency, the bully pulpit. Beyond that, though, what power does the president actually have? Think about it. Not much. Your commander in chief, yes. According to the Constitution, though, Congress declares war, not the president. We don't follow the rule book anymore, and so presidents launch strikes and invasions all the time. But under the way it's supposed to work, your commander-in-chief wants the war starts. All right, your commander-in-chief. You get to sign legislation or veto legislation, but Congress can override your veto. What other powers do you really have? Now you get into the whole question of the deep state, people that are within the national security part of our government, who know where all the secrets are, all the bodies are buried, and know everything else. They are actually the ones, if you think about it, who have the day-to-day power. The president's behind the resolute desk. The president's got the power of influence and persuasion, but he's not controlling things. There are forces that are at work that are controlling things, but I think Trump, like everybody else who walks into the Oval Office, assumes a lot of power and doesn't realize just how much power exists in the deep state. But the deep state does know it because they've been there longer. And look, whether it's the deep state by being the NSA or it's the deep state by being a bureaucrat at the EPA, who knows, I'll outlast the administrator. Put in some administrator is going to tell me the EPA has to be more business friendly. Oh, yeah, we're going to be more business friendly and we're going to create a climate that allows people to actually get their permits faster and yada, yada, yada. I've heard this before, blah, blah, blah. But I've been here longer than you, pal. And I know how I can outlast you because I'm a career bureaucrat. So all I got to do is delay, delay, delay. Who's more powerful, that bureaucrat or the EPA administrator? See what I mean? So this is a lesson I think Trump learned, especially when he saw up close, not only the efforts by bureaucrats in places like the EPA and others to stall his policies, but literal efforts from the people within the deep state, being the national security state, to destroy his presidency, to bring down his presidency with Russia collusion and everything else. Trump saw all those things firsthand. And this time around, he's going to make a lot of changes. I don't think it's fair to criticize him for that. I think it's fair to criticize him for, and what I think he's making a huge mistake in, is expanding the size of the FBI, for example, or the FBI building, or any of that stuff. He should not do any of that. But the reason why the Heritage Foundation has been working on this Vision 2025 or Project 2025, whatever it is because we've realized now the executive branch has grown so out of control with all these bureaucrats who are actually in charge of this government, you got to find a way to rein them in. So the criticism of saying, well, you didn't smash the deep state, which I've heard from other people before, is valid. But also, I don't think anyone was aware of just how powerful the deep state was or is. And a lot of that's on our fault. You know, a lot of that is the fault of conservatives. I say this all the time. We created this monster in a lot of ways by all of our post 9/11 fear, and we got to be kept safe. And we still make these mistakes all the time. I'm amazed that Republicans still want to do things like ban TikTok and give the government more power over the internet. I'm amazed every time that the FISA Act gets renewed. I'm amazed every time that there's another effort to give the government more power under the guise of security, and Republicans still go along with it. And it's like, when are we going to learn our lesson here? But I also wonder what the deep state has on them. And I also also wonder how much, if it's not blackmail, how much of it is just they're going to lose out on consulting contracts and lobbying gigs when they wind up leaving Congress. You know what I mean? But Trump goes back in there, and this is why they want to stop him so badly, and this is why I don't rule anything out. Nothing. Because now he does know. He does understand. He gets it. See, guys like Biden, for example, the deep state loves Joe Biden. What's not to love? Today, Tony Blinken announced another $2 billion for Ukraine. Take a listen to this. This is the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, announcing another two. We just gave him $64 billion, I think, last week. Here's the Secretary of State announcing another $2 billion for Ukraine. Take a listen.
We have, of course, the supplemental, and the assistance from the supplemental is on its way. In fact, some of it's already been delivered. But today I want to add to that by announcing that we will provide an additional $2 billion in foreign military financing for Ukraine. And we put this together in a first-of-its-kind defense enterprise fund. And it has three components. One is to provide weapons today. So this will assist Ukraine in acquiring those weapons. Two is to focus as well on something that Dmytro just talked about, investing in Ukraine's defense industrial base, helping to strengthen even more its capacity to produce what it needs for itself, but also to produce for others. And finally, using this fund to help Ukraine purchase military equipment from other countries, not just the United States, for Ukraine's use. All of this, and particularly as we're thinking about the defense industrial base, builds on an incredible...
Why would the deep state have any problem with Joe Biden, right? I mean, think about it. He's financing solar panels, EVs, everything. How much money are people making off of that? Remember the argument I had, not an argument, but a good conversation I had with Professor Henke the other day about this. And all these green mandates are going to make a lot of people rich. Wind turbines and EVs and solar panels and all, a lot of people are going to make money off this. And don't think for a second that the big oil companies won't get in on the action, because they already are. I mean, some of the wind turbines that are going to be built off of the Jersey Shore are owned by Shell Corporation. You're sending all this money to Ukraine that's going directly to the defense industrial complex. He's all in on vaccine mandates. Well, that helps the pharmaceutical industry. He's all in on paying for transgender mutilation surgeries and puberty blockers for kids. Well, that helps big pharma. Who in the deep state is going to have a problem with this guy? He's all about more government power under the guise of national security. You know, renews the FISA Act and fights vigorously against the warrant provision that you need a warrant to spy on American citizens. I mean, Joe Biden is the deep state. The deep state loves him. What's not to love about the guy? Name me one thing that Joe Biden has done that the deep state would be upset by. So yeah, I mean, he's a good boy. He plays the game. This is why the people in the deep state also wanted other people besides Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee. But Trump will go in there and smash the deep state this time around, because they literally tried to undermine his presidency three times. First time was by trying to stop him in 2016 with the dossier, by saying that he was a Russian plant. Then it was to undermine his presidency with Russia collusion. Then it was, and the whole Mueller report and all that nonsense. Then it was the Hunter Biden laptop, hiding the Hunter Biden laptop. And I'm not even getting into the other theories that people have thrown out there, which are really out there. But at this point, there's nothing I put past anybody, which is that, you know, China unleashed COVID on purpose because China was very angry about the tariffs and the trade agreements and everything else. And this is why the CIA rushed. And this is documented. This is not a conspiracy theory, but the CIA was involved in making sure that everybody said COVID-19 came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli, and not from a lab. You know, so, but it, to criticize Trump for not smashing the deep state, I get it. It's valid. But I don't think he had the ability to. I don't think any president does. I really don't. Until you make fundamental structural changes to the executive branch of government. Because ever since that horror of a human being, Woodrow Wilson, got there and began expanding the size of the executive and then passed the torch over to FDR and then really expanded the size of the executive, we have been on this roller coaster ride that's been just going up and down, but at the same time it's been happening. The executive gets more powerful, the legislative branch gets weaker. We don't even pass laws anymore. All Congress does is appropriate funds, and when they don't appropriate funds, the executive just decides, well, I'm going to spend it anyway. I'll just spend the money. And then if the legislative branch doesn't pass a law, the executive branch turns around and says, we're just going to promulgate a rule. So don't worry about passing a law. We'll just make a rule. And that rule has the weight of law, but it bans something, it mandates something, could put you in jail, could put you cause fines, whatever it is. It's so out of whack. This country is so out of whack, and it begins and ends with the executive branch of government. I'm telling you right now. And don't think that if Trump gets elected, and the one thing that could stop Trump from getting elected, quite frankly, is the deep state. It's the one thing that could stop him. He beats Joe Biden. Fair and square, he beats Joe Biden. Even if they try to cheat, he still beats Joe Biden. But I put nothing past the deep state. Nothing. Because there's so much money involved here. There's so much money at stake. Just Ukraine funding alone. But you can't expect it to happen overnight either if he gets in there. You can't expect within the first, 5 months he can smash the deep state. You need structural changes in the executive branch of government for that to occur. Here is a little bit more of the interview with Tucker Carlson, where Aaron Rodgers talked about COVID and the stooges who tried to make everybody take COVID vaccine mandates, for example. Take a listen.
The people who called for the death of the unvaccinated, that's a kind of the category that's harder for me to, for people like Jimmy Kimmel, for example, who famously said,
Sean Penn as well,
yeah. Who I know actually and sort of like, but what I like him less after hearing that. What, how do you treat people like that who wanted you to die?
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
Well, I think you framed that in the right place. Like, there's... there was a great mashup that Rogan talked about a few times where it was all these different shows and it said, brought to you by Pfizer. Yeah. Anderson Cooper, brought to you by Pfizer.
It's an amazing.
I think you have to realize that it's all about the money. And as you get into this, you read Bobby's book about the real Anthony Fauci, you realize if you want to know what's really going on, not just in big pharma, but in government, is follow the money. And even in the NFL, I mean, there was a strong push. They sent stooges out to every team to try and enforce a vaccination level above 90% on every team, with zero exemption, with zero informed consent. Just get this so that we look good, because big pharma ad spend is humongous, not just on the late night shows. It's obviously influences Hollywood, the NFL. So you have to understand who is actually pulling the strings.
I was talking to a Navy SEAL friend of mine the other day who just got out of the Navy. And like professional athletes, I mean, these are the last people who needed the vax. And so there was this intense push to make them all get the vax. He left the Navy over it. But he said most of his friends on the SEAL team he was on did not get the vax. They got fake vax cards because they knew they're very in touch with their physical health. They're SEALs, not so different from an NFL player. Mm-hmm. How many NFL players actually got the vax? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea. I know that I'm sure that there was plenty who got fake cards. I feel like, I think there's a base level of hesitancy.
So the money and the power and all of it that's going on. By the way, we're streaming live on YouTube right now. It is the happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And we love the Grand Hotel. Well, it's our happy place. We're going to be back there live June 21st. And that's a Friday night. And here's, I'm throwing down the gauntlet right now. Henry Machette, can we put you on camera, Henry and Mac? Can we put you guys doing this way? Is it possible?
No, it doesn't work on this streaming software.
All right, but they're going to update it so that it can work.
We're kind of phasing this out, this technology.
Okay. The new technology we'll be able to show you guys.
Yeah.
Can we put a picture of you both up? Chicks dig you.
A picture of both of us?
Yeah. Like, a picture, like a buddy picture, like a buddy shot, like your arms around each other or something like that.
I don't think that exists.
No?
No.
All right, well, Henry's going to eat cheese balls. We're going to throw down the gauntlet and give him a big thing, a big tub of cheese balls. and win a date with Henry covered in cheese, right? We're going to do that? No?
I guess so.
I don't understand.
Well, it's not to understand. If you're saying I'm doing it, I'm guessing that I'm going to do it.
I am not that kind of a host. Are you accusing me of being a tyrant or a dictator or a diva?
No, but you're going to tease it for the next month so that it's going to get hyped up. And if I don't do it, it's going to be a disappointment.
Fair enough.
People were disappointed when you didn't eat the cheese balls at the last show.
Thank you, Matt DeSink,
traitorous. I wasn't equipped.
And when he did not have a mullet.
That's true. So. We did advertise a mullet for one of the broadcasts last summer, and yeah. Henry cut it 24 hours before the broadcast.
By the way, quick question for you guys while I have you. I mean, I always have you during the show, but I mean, while I have you in this segment here. Is a taco a sandwich?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I tend to think no.
Okay.
For the same reason a hot dog isn't a sandwich.
Hot dog is a sandwich.
No, it doesn't feel right to me. It's all about the feel.
It's not feel.
Well, hang on. The feel.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah, that got very awkward. I'm just saying.
It doesn't feel like a sandwich to me, so it's not a sandwich.
Wait, feel like the hot dog doesn't feel like a sandwich?
No, it just doesn't feel like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Doesn't mean it's like not a sandwich.
Cylindrical. I don't like it.
Okay,
a hoagie or a
cheesesteak cylindrical.
Weird. Yeah,
is that not a sandwich?
I would view it because that is definitely a sandwich. Obviously.
Okay, so I mean, it's what's the difference? It's between like two folds of bread here.
Yeah, but it's its own entity. It just doesn't feel like a sandwich to me.
All right.
I know a sandwich when I see a sandwich, and a hot dog is not a sandwich. Isn't there like
calm
a Supreme
down,
Court
calm
case?
Down. No, I don't think there's a Supreme Court case about a hot dog as a sandwich.
That's not what I was saying.
I don't think that's the case.
Isn't
the people v. sandwich? Well, I don't think that. What Supreme Court?
No,
case?
There's a Supreme Court case where one of the justices said they would know pornography when they see pornography. When I see a sandwich, I know it's a sandwich, and a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Okay. All right. He's very passionate about this, Henry. I don't
Clearly.
Think we want to fight him on this.
No, he's spitting
very
venom right now.
Very fired up about this. All right.
And a taco is certainly not a sandwich.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay. Yes, only stuff made with Mama Zioli's cold cuts equals a sandwich. Fair enough. That's true. Mama Zioli's cold cuts are, you know, you got to get... Honey, did you get some cold cuts? We saw my mother for lunch on Saturday for Mother's Day. We went up there, and I brought up some lasagna. And then as soon as we got there was, you want cold cuts for lunch, honey? You want some cold cuts? Do the kids want bologna? Do they still make bologna? I don't even know.
I love bologna.
I'm asking this question for a reason, by the way. It's not just dumb radio fodder. I can't tell you why, but it's part of my secret mission to New York tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was just to make me hungry and angry at the same time.
That would be hangry, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of a deep state, Aaron Rodgers also talked about something. This is very, very, very fascinating here. The U.S. government confiscated Pat Tillman's journal and used his death to prop up the war propaganda in 2004. So if you remember, Tillman was an NFL star, left the NFL to serve in Afghanistan. He was motivated by, obviously, 9/11. And when he got there, he started to question the real motives behind our presence in Afghanistan. And he was troubled by the operations that he was part of. Tillman's death was initially reported as being caused by enemy fire, but it was later revealed that he died from friendly fire. Quote, the Where Men Win Glory, The Odyssey of Pat Tillman, is John Krakauer's book. And by the way, John Krakauer is one of the greatest authors. The guy's fantastic. This is a longer clip, but it's worth hearing. And I think it's important to recognize, again, as we're talking about the deep state here, the efforts that they do to wrap us in patriotism to push us towards things like, well, for example, funding the war in Ukraine. I mean, you're a bad American if you don't want to give Ukraine money. You want Putin to win. You're a bad American. You don't love freedom. You don't love Anthony Blinken was actually in Ukraine playing Rockin' in a Free World. Rockin' in a Free World. The Secretary of State in Ukraine, after giving them $2 billion more of our money. See what I mean? So you're a bad American if you don't want to give them money. if you don't want to give the war industrial complex all billions of dollars for them to send missiles and tanks and bullets and all this, you're a bad person, you're a bad American. And it's the same thing. If you didn't support the Patriot Act, you're not a patriot. They literally called it the Patriot Act. So this is, they do this a lot, and they further the deep state by doing this. I'll play you that clip when I get back, but I want to take a quick break. I'm seeing some of the comments on YouTube. There's a very sad thing that happened with one of our beloved Zioli Army members. I can't talk about it yet, unfortunately, but my silence on it is not because of anything other than respect for the family. But some people are discussing it right now, and I will at some point talk about it, but not today. And I don't want to cry either, and not tomorrow because I'm off. And I have to go to New York on a super secret mission. Have I mentioned that I'm off tomorrow going on a super secret mission?
You've mentioned it once or twice.
They are sending me a giant SUV.
Of course, because why would you drive yourself?
Jesus on YouTube asks, is cereal a soup? What the hell kind of a question is that?
I thought it was a pretty good question.
What the hell kind of a question is that?
Is taco a sandwich? Is cereal a soup? I think he's right. Jesus, you've got my support.
Bob in Pensacola says, definitely a face for radio. Hey, shut up, Bob. Nobody asked you.
You're catching a lot of grief on these live streams.
I really am. Yesterday, I don't know why I do this anymore.
Yesterday, they didn't like the shirt you were wearing.
No, I know.
Today.
Now I got Bob not mocking my face. Secret Squirrel not mocking my shirt. What's wrong with you people? Just saying.
Now I know why we haven't live streamed in like 3 months.
And this is why I won't do it for 4 hours either. I'm not going to do 4 hours of abuse. I said I'll do 1 hour. One. I'm not doing four. I'm not taking 4 hours of abuse from the Zioli Army. I'm not doing it.
I think it's a nice change of pace, because usually it's me and Henry getting mocked mercilessly, and now at least we have something coming in your direction.
That's true. That's fair.
It evens
things out.
But
now it's going to make me angry, and I'm probably going to start yelling at you guys in the 6 o'clock hour.
That's valid. Good point.
So, you know. All right. Are my cheeks rosy? I did put on my rosacea cream today. But then I did chug a beer right before we started, so I guess that's possible. All right, now, before we, I'll come back, I'll play that clip of Aaron Rodgers. I think it's very, very important to know, and very, the deep state is real. We know this. We see it, and we recognize it, and the deep state certainly wants to stop Donald Trump, no question about it. Dr. Mike Veneria is a great dentist. He is the master of dental implants, and he is my dentist. And yes, Mama Zioli discovered him, so in addition to being the cold-cut connoisseur, she knows how to find a great dentist. And our whole family goes there now. He's my friend and dentist, and you know, we're approaching special occasion season. That's graduations, showers, weddings. And if you're getting ready for a special event, don't forget your smile. It's going to be in all the pictures. So get your smile special occasion ready by making an appointment with Dr. Mike today. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is simply unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. He's my buddy, he's my friend, and he is the master of dental implants. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Is this Neil Young or is this Blinken?
Tough to say, really.
Blinken was not that good.
Well, let's do a side by let's do a comparison here. Here is the same day he announced another $2 billion of your money to Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken slipped into a seat at Barman Diktat, a crowded basement cocktail bar where a punk jazz band was squealing away. After a few songs, the band's frontman called the secretary on stage on Tuesday, and by prearrangement, America's top diplomat slung a red Gibson guitar over his shoulder, because again, if you're not cool with sending billions and billions of dollars of your money to Ukraine, you don't believe in a free world and you're a bad American. Just remember that. Cut number eight.
Your soldiers, your citizens, particularly in the Northeast and Kharkiv, are suffering tremendously. But they need to know, you need to know, the United States is with you. So much of the world is with you. And they're fighting, not just for a free Ukraine, but for the free world. And the free world is with you, too. So maybe we can try something?
Yeah. See, the free world's with you. And if you don't like it, you're a bad American. Let's go back to what I was saying with Aaron Rodgers. Actually, before I get to that, remember, you know how Biden lately has been calling the polls fake? And he's been saying that the polls are all fugazis. And, well, he's not using the word fugazi. He's not smart enough. And but he's been going on about how the polls are fake. Fake polls. Joe Biden, poll denier. Well, this is a great point. This is a little bit of somebody reminding us that 4 years ago, Joe Biden actually loved polls. CNN data guru Harry Enten, who reminded us that 4 years ago, Joe Biden loved the polls, and he never accused any of them of being fake. Cut number six.
So, okay, this comes as the battleground polls that have come out recently have been good for Trump and not good for Biden. Now, when Biden and I spoke last week, he expressed disdain and frustration for polls in general, particularly in terms of how they are judging him on the economy. Here's what he said.
We've already turned around. Look at the Michigan survey. For 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape. The polling data has been wrong all along. You know, how many you guys do a poll at CNN? How many folks you have to call to get one response? The idea that we're in a situation where things are so bad, the folks, I mean, We've created more jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't like the polls. He doesn't like what they're showing right now. Is he right or is it wishful thinking?
He loved the polls 4 years ago when they showed him ahead. These are the same polls now.
That's right. And that is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. So back to the Aaron Rodgers interview with Tucker. I think this is really fascinating here, what they did regarding Pat Tillman's journal and used it to prop up war propaganda. Remember, when I talk about the deep state, this is not a conspiracy thing. I think we've all kind of, if you still use the term conspiracy theorist, I think you are part of the problem. I really mean that. And look, I'm guilty. I'm in it right now. I'm guilty of accusing people of being conspiracy theorists in the past. I am. I used to all the time say, come on, that's crazy. That's the stuff of conspiracy. That makes us look bad to talk about these things. My eyes have opened up in ways that I don't think I ever could have imagined since the pandemic. Because it was really the pandemic that caused me to start thinking in different ways. Before that, I always believed that the government was using patriotism, the thoughts of terrorism, to expand its own power over us. I mean, I've been consistently saying that since 2010 when I first got on the radio. I used to argue with conservative callers about that back then. You know, what do you want to get blown up by a terrorist, Rich? Why don't you want the Patriot Act, the FISA Act? Why don't you want these things? I always knew that. But the extent to which the government would go to censor people, I knew that. The coordination with corporate media and big tech, I knew that. But what they're capable of doing in terms of getting what they want, I don't think any of us really, truly wanted to believe it. You know what I mean? I don't think we ever really wanted to believe it. They were that capable of, say, bringing down a president, which is the entire argument that Oliver Stone makes in the movie JFK, which is what, you know, people that think there was a conspiracy against Kennedy. And again, I don't know if there was. All I know is that until I see all the documents from the CIA, I can't definitively say one way or the other, so you know the evidence. But the idea that they could do these things is something that feels antithetical to us as Americans, because we're taught to believe that the people that keep us safe are fundamentally good deep down inside. And this is part of the propaganda that's used. It's part of why we spend big bucks on, you know, wrapping ourselves in the American flag, not to honor those who have died defending the flag or to honor those who serve the flag, but to push for more funding for the military-industrial complex, for example. And I find that to be shameful. And nowadays, there's nothing. I mean, I hear that if a barge hits a bridge, I immediately go, you know what I mean? In the past, I might have said, all right, well, they're telling me it's natural causes, it's not terrorism. Okay. My immediate thought right now is to say whatever they're telling me is BS. And if it's true, then okay. But immediately I think, nah. My spidey sense nowadays, whereas in the past, I think it's not that I would reject those ideas outright. I just had a hard time believing it was possible. I think we all did. I really do. I think we all just had a hard time accepting it. Some people were ahead of the game on that, and they were called conspiracy theorists and nuts and everything else. And, you know, nowadays, I think you just can't dismiss anything because we've seen what they're capable of, and we've seen what they're able to do, and the level of coordination that they're able to do between the dark triad of the government, big tech, and the corporate media. It's a lot of power, and it's all driven by money. It's all driven by money, and that's how you know it's true, because the Fazools control everything. If money is the motivating factor, then you know it's true, because money drives everything. So the best way to judge if a quote-unquote conspiracy theory is real is to say, is somebody getting rich off this? If somebody's getting rich off this, then there's a high likelihood that there's something to this. Let's take the COVID lab leak theory, for example. They told us it came from a bat burger, an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. We know it came from a lab, but they immediately told us it did not, and definitively did not come from a lab. They didn't know where it came from, but was not the lab. Was money at stake? Of course. Gain of function research is big money. gain-of-function research is big money. Pharmaceutical companies get paid to create Frankenstein's monster, and they get paid to fight Frankenstein's monster. So this is the point. Anyway, back to what Aaron Rodgers tells Tucker Carlson, cut 13.
My grandfather, though, he, you know, I didn't get to know him that well, but I do know that he always questioned and believed that that Roosevelt knew about the Japanese coming. And that always stuck with him because he, you know, he was super patriotic. And another one of my heroes, Pat Tillman, who left the NFL to join the Army, you know, his death is very suspicious as well, in that not the fact we know that he was killed by friendly fire, but the way they handled his body afterwards, his uniform, confiscating his last journal, using his death to prop up the war propaganda. There's been a lot of great people in history who are super patriotic, who've questioned their government. And I think that's what I've done since I was a kid.
And pardon my ignorance, I didn't even know that about Tillman's journal. So that was confiscated by the...
His uniform was burned and his journal was confiscated. That's in John Krakauer's book, Where Men Win Glory, which is a fantastic book. And one of my best friends in the entire world, AJ Hawk, AJ grew his hair out, him and his buddy, in 2004 as an ode to Pat. Because Pat always had long hair, played for the Cardinals, left a multi-million dollar contract to go... fight Al-Qaeda and Taliban, gets over there and is like, what the f*** am I doing? I'm guarding these poppy fields. It's not what I signed up for. I miss my wife. I miss being in the States. This is not what I thought we were going to be doing over here. And then some really negligent maneuvers happened and split up his unit. And he ended up being with one of the members of the Afghani army who was their kind of guide. And, you know, a guy saw the guy in some dim lighting on the ridge who was with Pat. They fired on him, obviously Pat. And the Afghani thought that they were getting fired on by Taliban, so fired back and ended up Pat got killed. His brother was not told right away that it was friendly fire. It's all in the book. It's a fascinating book. It's one of the only books I've ever cried reading just because it's so... John's an incredible writer. He wrote Into Thin Air. He wrote Into the Wild. He wrote Under the Banner of Heaven.
I read those three. I never read the Tillman book.
Yeah, the Tillman book is incredible. But I don't know why I'm bringing this up, just that there's so many people that really love this country that have gotten disenfranchised. I think that's part of it.
Who've been betrayed by their leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the problem, right? I want to just make this point, too, and I'll get into this a little more in the 6 o'clock hour, but... We have to embrace mail-in ballots. We have to if we're going to win. In the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk to the new spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, and I'm going to ask her about it because we have to. We have to embrace mail-in balloting. We cannot give them any advantages, again, going into this election. We just can't. We can't do it. Cannot do it. It would be such a mistake to do it. Now, this notion that they might take Joe Biden out of the election, and, you know, Michelle Obama's name came up earlier. The other name that people talk about all the time is Gavin Newsom, Gavin the Hair Newsom. I don't know if Gavin Newsom would be the guy or not. I know one guy who won't be, and that's Bob Menendez. Senator Bob Menendez, that's sleazeball, who stood up on the Senate floor yesterday or today and actually gave a whole big speech about how he's innocent. He's being persecuted here. This is an outrage. Well, two things can be true at the same time. He's not wrong. He is being persecuted because he went against the Obama administration and the Biden administration on Iran, no doubt. But he's also dirty and sleazy as hell. The difference is that they'll let you get away with it as long as you're a good little boy. But the minute that you get in the way and you start speaking out against them, you see, now that's when they say your corruption is too much and we're going to come after you. They've had these things on Bob Menendez for years. But it's when you speak out, that's when they decide to go after you. But anyway, they have a jury now, finally, after asking the jury, could you actually serve? Matt, do you have that clip from John Stewart by chance that I sent you yesterday?
I don't. Sounds have like it you offhand. Don't. No.
I can tell. I don't think I'm getting it. Is it because it's on Instagram? Is that why you can't function?
See, I don't remember it as the issue.
Oh, man, it was funny. Anyway, don't worry about it for now. We'll do it on Friday because I'm off tomorrow, but we'll do it on Friday. But assuming I'm working on Friday. But anyway, the point is that they actually asked the question. They asked the question. They said, can you serve on the jury or you just believe everybody in New Jersey is corrupt? Bob Menendez sold out this country to two countries, Egypt and Qatar, to enrich his friends in the halal meat industry, and then got gold bars and a car, and now he's throwing his wife under the bus. I mean, the whole thing is just, you cannot script it any better. No doubt about that. But Bob Menendez is a great example, though, of what happens when you cross them. I mean, the New Jersey Attorney General's office knew the corruption against Bob Menendez as early back as 2019, and they did nothing about it. And yet suddenly when the Iran deal part two comes out and Bob Menendez is against it as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, then he gets indicted. See how the game works? Everybody knows Menendez is corrupt. People, it's an open thing in New Jersey. Everybody talks about it. But they'll put up with it as long as you play by the game. You play by the rules. You don't, well, that's when they come after you. That's when they turn around and they say, all right, now you've crossed the line. Now you've crossed the line. By the way, I think it's safe to say, as much as I think Neil Young is a, you know, a very talented rocker, Antony Blinken is still way better than Francis Collins when it comes to music. Can we all agree on that point, at least?
He wins by default.
Somewhere.
I think I like Francis Collins' song more, actually.
Than Blinken's Free World?
Yeah, not because it's better in terms of quality. I just find it more entertaining.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll have that debate on Friday. How about that?
Fair.
Francis Collins with the Somewhere Over the Pandemic or Blinken Rockin' in a Free World. Which deep state hack is more musically talented?
Oh, we should make a poll. Yeah, see who wins.
Well, we'll do a poll.
If that's the poll, I'd have to side with Blinken because Blinken can really rip it.
Blinken is more talented. I agree.
But if we're talking songs, like I didn't like the sound mixing on that Rockin' in the Free World cover. I could barely hear him.
Yeah. All right, well, just pure talent. We'll do that. Which deep state hack is more pure musical talent? Fair?
I don't think that's a good question.
No, we'll save it for Friday. Well, then phrase the question appropriately for Friday's show.
Thank you.
Can I talk about Cooper?
Please do.
All right, because we have our fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. And a lot to get to, including Michael Cohen admitting that he did not think the Stormy Daniels allegations were true. But Cooper University Healthcare is a leading academic health system. I would say it is the leading academic health system. Cooper's experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout the region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, and of course, the entire Zeoli family, we trust our health to Cooper. Just had my allergy shot the other day, Dr. Lania. And the great team over there. Make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER, 800-8-COOPER, or cooperhealth.org. Remember, Cooper is committed, compassionate, complete, and they are there for your family, even for life's everyday urgent care needs. Thank you for watching the YouTube stream. We will continue this every day at 5 o'clock going forward, and our fourth and final hour is straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.